CG on 101.7 FM WPTL. We'd like to welcome a very special guest onto the air with us this morning. He started out with Elvis, and since 1972, that deep, rich voice with the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban, coming into the WPTL studio. Richard, thank you so much for giving us a call.
CG, it's a pleasure for me to talk to you today, and a special pleasure to talk to all your fine listeners out there.
Absolutely. We've been looking forward to having this conversation. Of course, all this coming up ahead of the Canton Labor Day Festival, the Oak Ridge Boys, right here in downtown Papertown. That's going to be September 1st at 8 o'clock. We'll track back to that in just a minute. But right now, Richard, you and the boys, the Oaks, you've been busy over the last few days. A little bit of a five-day layoff, I believe. Your last date was August 11th, and you're going to be back on the road on the 16th. Is it nice to kind of have a break, or are you ready to get back on tour?
It is. You know, we traditionally work a lot. You know, we're used to working, and we average about 150 days a year on the road, and this year is the same. It's no exception. We still have a couple of holes we're trying to fill in the fall and around our Christmas tour, but we'll come in probably over 150 this year. So when we do get a few days home, you're right, it's kind of nice to have time to visit with your wife and get familiar with the home surroundings. But a lot of times when we're home, we're still working. And yesterday was the case. We we're members of the Grand Ole Opry, and we performed on the Opry last night. And it was a two-show night. It was a long night. We kind of closed the Opry down last night about 11:30. And we didn't get well after midnight before we got home. So even though we were off, we still keep busy. We do. Last week, we did something that's very, very interesting. Many of your listeners probably are familiar with Dionne Warwick. She's not a country singer,
right,
but a pop singer. She has been in Nashville doing a new Christmas album, and she's doing it with a lot of country music friends. And she sang, on her album, she sang Jingle Bells with John Rich, of Big and Rich.
Really?
And once they got in the studio and started singing that, that figured, you know, this would be a great song for the Oak Ridge Boys to sing on the choruses with us. So John Rich called us, and then we talked to Dionne, and so we were in the studio last week singing Jingle Bells on a new Christmas album by Dionne Warwick, and we just found out yesterday they're going to put that out as a single. So in a few weeks here, we're making plans to do a video with her and with John Rich. So even though we have some time off from time to time, we still manage to find a way to keep busy.
How about that? Friends in High Places, a little bit of an impromptu inclusion there. Yeah, well, that's great. Well, in addition to that, I know you guys also have you have your own Christmas album coming out soon.
You're right about that. We just about 2 weeks ago, you know, we just finished it up, believe it or not, it is our eighth Christmas album. It's hard to believe we have seven Christmas albums out. We've released seven Christmas CDs, you know, throughout our career, and this is our eighth. But the one thing, and there's not too many Christmas songs that we have not sung over the years. You know, I think we've done, recorded White Christmas like three times now.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to maybe find a few different songs this time. And the project was produced by Dave Cobb. And if you know anything about the music scene here in Nashville, you know, Dave Cobb is hot right now.
Right.
He's very much in demand, and he has access to some of the greatest young songwriters here in Nashville. And some of these guys wrote some new Christmas songs, especially for the Oak Ridge Boys project. You know, there's some traditional things on there, but some really great new Christmas songs. And we're excited about it. It gets released, I believe, on October the 25th. That's something, you know, Oak Ridge Boys fans can kind of keep a look at it for. You know, I think over the course of the years, we've kind of become known for our Christmas music.
Right.
And in fact, last night at the Opry, Joe Bonzel, you know, he talks for our group. He said that we now have more Christmas music out than either Andy Williams or Kenny Rogers, or maybe the two of them combined.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, that's something about that four-part harmony. It just really brightens
up
the Christmas scene.
The four-part harmony really lends itself to Christmas music very, very well. And, you know, we do a Christmas tour every year. It's the biggest part of our year. It really is. this year will be no exception. So we have some brand new music, you know, we're excited to add to our Christmas tour this year.
Absolutely. We're counting down the days to getting to open up that Christmas album. We're looking forward to that. But not only Christmas, of course, you mentioned some songwriters. You've got 17th Avenue Revival out right now. Now, Rock of Ages, your previous album.
Last year we released 17th Avenue Revival. And once again, you know, it was produced by Dave Cobb. And, you know, I could spend hours talking about Dave Cobb. The guy is a genius. He really is. He's a master of taking the old and marrying it with today's new. I think Chris Stapleton is probably the best example of what he does. You know, there he took Chris Stapleton, who was a blues singer, you know, and even sang in a bluegrass group, and he marries that with today's modern country.
Right.
And the results he gets are astounding. On 17th Avenue Revival, what he did, he took old-time rockabilly, because he told us, he said, I want you guys to think of Elvis and maybe Jerry Lee Lewis and maybe some old blues like Ray Charles. And he said, what was it about those guys that made them so special? He said, it's the same thing that makes you guys special. The first singing they ever did was in church. It was gospel music, just like you guys. So he said, what I want to do on 17th Avenue Revival, in fact, we didn't have a title back then, so he said, what I want to do on this new album, he said, I want to go to church. I want to tap into that feeling of going to an old-time revival meeting. So that's what we did on 17th Avenue Revival. It is not all gospel. A lot of it is old hymns, you know, that we grew up on as kids in church and in Sunday school. But some of today's contemporary writers are also on this, like Brandi Clark, Shane McAnally. They have a song on the album. Vince Gill has a song on the album. Our good friend Jamie Johnson. So it's a nice balance. It's a nice mixture of old-time gospel and some of today's modern country. And it turned out very, very well. It's called 17th Avenue Revival, which has to do with the revival of that old historic recording studio that we recorded the project in, RCA Studio A, right? And, you know, they were going to tear that studio down,
right,
and build high-rise condos, but we were able to save the studio. People in the music business got together, and some investors came in, and we were able to save the studio. So recording this project there represents the revival of that old historic recording studio, RCA Studio A. So it was a special project, and now that the music is out, you know, there's some very meaningful music on this project, music that is helping, I think, people sometimes get through some difficult times in their lives. And that's what we're all about. You know, we want to try to help people with our music, and I think this project certainly does do that.
Absolutely. I've taken a listen to it. It's full of soul. I'm looking at some of the artists, the songwriters that are featured. Jamie Johnson, George Beverly Shea, Vince Gill even. He has a songwriting credit on there. So it's a very well done album. Speaking with Richard Sturban, he's the bass singer, of course, of the Oak Ridge Boys. We'll come back to Canton, the Labor Day Festival, in just a minute. Quickly, while I have you on the phone, though, let's take a trip back to 1981. This is one of my earliest memories of the Oak Ridge Boys, watching the Dukes of Hazzard on CMT. And you guys walk into the... we come into the Boar's Nest, and all of a sudden, the Oak Ridge Boys are in there. I remember you guys saying, Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. Tell me a little bit about how was that experience working with John Snyder and Tom Wopat and company on the set of the Dukes of Hazzard?
Well, it was great. There's no question about it. You know, it was back in those days, we did, the Oak Ridge Boys did a lot of television. You know, we were on the Tonight Show many times. We did the Mike Douglas Show. And that was another example of our manager, Jim Halsey, getting the Oak Ridge Boys on TV in front of, you know, on network television in front of, you know, millions of people. And I think it's something that helped our career. And at the same time, it was a lot of fun. You know, that is a fun show, as you know, to do that show. And it was a great experience to be there. You know, I just happen to think, I live right down the street from a place called Trinity Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's a place now Governor Huckabee, Mike Huckabee, he does his TV show there. And he just recently had a reunion for, you know, Dukes of Hazzard. And I get out and walk, you know, quite a bit. And I walk right by the front of that studio. And the day they were taping that the reunion to Dukes of Hazzard, they had the old car, the original car that they used on that TV show, sitting right there in front of the studio, in front of the theater, and people were taking their pictures in front of that old car. I was almost tempted to go get my picture taken, but I didn't have my camera with me.
Right. And it was all in one piece. It wasn't just an exploded car like we would expect to see. It was a single unit.
It was the real thing. It really was. Yeah.
That's incredible.
I don't know how they managed to land that, but it was parked there right in front of the theater where Mike Huckabee does his TV show.
Right. I've been asking that question for many years. How do they keep those cars in one piece? Well, anyway, let's move on to the main feature here. The Canton Labor Day Festival appearance. You guys are coming into town Sunday, September 1st. 8 o'clock is going to be performance time right here in downtown Canton. Have you come to Canton before? Is this your first trip out to this part of the state?
Well, there's not too many places that the Oak Ridge boys have not been, mm-hmm. you know, and we've been into Ohio, you know, quite a bit throughout the course of our career, and I can speak for all the Oak Ridge boys, and I can tell you, we are looking forward to coming back to your area. We were excited about it. We're going to do our best to make it a great night. We plan to have a great time, so we want to encourage people. Come on out, spend some time with the Oak Ridge boys. It's Labor Day weekend, kind of the last hurrah of the summer, you know, and maybe it's celebrating early fall or whatever. But like I say, we plan to have a great time. We're going to do a lot of the songs that you expect to hear. You can count on the fact that you're going to hear Elvira.
Sure.
You're going to hear me do Giddy Up, Oom Papa, Mau Mau. That is the law.
Right.
And we're going to do, you know, Thank God for Kids and our first hit ever, Y'all Come Back Saloon.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the hit records. We spent some time talking about 17th Avenue Revival. We will include, you know, some songs from 17th Avenue Revival on the show. We were patriotic guys. We may throw in a patriotic song or two, but it's just going to be a great night of good country music and good family entertainment. You know, that's really what the Oak Ridge boys are all about. So as I said, we are all looking forward to coming your way. So come on out, you know, spend some time with the Oak Ridge boys.
It's only $10 admission. It's not going to cost an arm and a leg to get in to see a classic, a legendary country group right here in Canton. Richard, I was reading some information. Joe Bonsall, you know, of course, of Oak Ridge boys fame, he calls your stage performance high energy. Even as long as you guys have been doing this, he still says there's plenty of energy to go around on the stage. How are you able to maintain that night in and night out, especially after you've been doing it for 40 plus years?
Well, you know, I think it's something that we enjoy doing. You know, we love doing it. You know, even after all these years, we are still having fun doing this. And you know, I think that's important. That, you know, there are several factors involved. Of course, you know, I think that there's probably not a group in the music business that walks on stage with more history than the Oak Ridge Boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes back to the Second World War. So we have a sense of wanting to carry that history on, you know, and I think that's a factor in what keeps us going, you know, but I think it comes down once again to the fact that we love doing what we do, and I think Joe Bonsall can speak for himself more than the rest of us, because he is Mr. Energy.
Yes.
he bounces all over that stage, and he puts life and energy into the show, and the rest of us kind of feed off of it. You know, so but even after all these years, like I said, we're still having fun doing this, and we're still excited about it, and so we're excited about bringing it, you know, to Canton.
One last thing before I let you go, Richard. Let's talk some Vanderbilt baseball. You're a huge fan of the Commodores, and of course, the 2019 College World Series baseball champion. So I know you do some color commentary from time to time in the booth over at Vanderbilt. How about those Commodores?
Well, you know, you're right. In recent years, I would sit in sometime, especially during the midweek games. You know, I'm out of town quite often on weekends, but I get to most of the midweek games, and I've sat in with the broadcaster there, and it's a lot of fun. You know, I've gotten to know the kids, you know, to play on the team, and I love baseball,
mm.
and it allows me to have a little diversion on the side, you know. But this year in particular was such a great year for for Vandy. They put together Tim Corbin, who I've gotten to know pretty well. You know, he kind of stands out in his field of endeavor. He really does. He's such a great coach, a great recruiter. Once again, this year he's going to have another number one recruiting class. You know, so he's got it going right now. And this year they put together one of the best seasons ever, I think, in the history of college baseball. It was a tremendous thing to watch, very exciting, and of course they made it to Omaha and they won it all. So it was a very special thing and a special time for me personally, especially.
Absolutely, I could easily see them going back to back. Well, Richard, we're just a couple of weeks out from your trip to Kent. Anything else that we need to address before I let you go for the day? Anything you'd like to add?
Let me say one other thing that I think maybe your listeners will find interesting. We talked about our new Christmas album, and believe it or not, even though it's a Christmas album, one of the songs that's going to be included on our new Christmas album is Amazing Grace.
Hmm.
And there's a very good reason for that. Our record label wanted us to do the song. As many of your listeners probably know, back in December, we sang Amazing Grace at the funeral of President George Bush.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a kind of an interesting story there. We got to know President Bush many years ago when he was Vice President George Bush. President Ronald Reagan, he was the president at the time, he invited the Oak Ridge Boys to sing at the Congressional Barbecue on the lawn of the White House. This was back in 1983, believe it or not. And I remember that day doing a sound check on the lawn of the White House. We were kind of running some of our songs and just looking around. You knew that the fact that you're on the lawn of the White House, you knew that was not going to be a normal day. And it was not.
Right.
You know, while we were doing the sound check, this tall gentleman came walking across the lawn of the White House. He came up on the stage. He introduced himself as Vice President George Bush. And he told us, he said, "Fellas, I am a big fan." He said, "And I cannot be at the concert tonight. Would you guys be willing to do me a couple of songs right here, right now?" And we said, "Sure, Mr. Vice President.
Of course.
What would you like to hear?" And you know, he kind of surprised us a little bit. He started naming album cuts. He was naming what we would call nowadays deep cuts, songs that were not singles, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so we realized he was telling us the truth, that he was a big fan, and we proceeded to give him a little mini concert right there that afternoon on the lawn of the White House. And that day, we established a friendship with him that lasted until he passed away just this past December. And we got to know both President Bush and his lovely wife, Barbara. They were two of the most wonderful people you will ever want to meet. You know, it has nothing at all to do with politics. They were just nice people, wonderful people. And throughout the years when he was in the White House, we would sing for him on many occasions. After he left the White House, we would go to Kennebunkport every summer, the four of the Oak Ridge Boys and our wives, and we'd hang out with George and Barbara Bush, always gave him private concerts right there in his living room, and of course, he would always invite the neighbors over, and it was a great time, it really was. One thing in common, whenever we sang with President Bush, or for him, he always requested Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
It was his favorite song, and so before he passed away, he asked us if we would sing Amazing Grace at his funeral, and we promised him. We said, "Sure, Mr. President, you can count on us. We will be there. Regardless of wherever we are, we will be there." And we had no idea, however, that it was going to happen during our Christmas tour this past December. We were in Spokane, Washington. You know, you couldn't get much further from Houston than that.
Right.
And after our Christmas show, we went to the airport, got on a private plane that was donated to us by a very dear friend who we'll be forever indebted to. We flew all night to get to Houston, got there just in time to, you know, go to the hotel, take a shower, freshen up a little bit. We went to the church. We met with George W. Bush mm-hmm. and Jeb Bush, president's sons, and other members of the Bush family, and they thanked us for doing this for their father. We sang Amazing Grace for President Bush at the church, went back to the airport, got on the private plane, flew back to Kennewick, Washington, where we did another Christmas show that night. We did all of that, you know, without any sleep. And I, as you know, we're not kids any longer.
Right.
But I think, you know, the good Lord gave us some strength. We did not miss a date. But the most important thing is we were able to keep our promise to President Bush. And you know, he always taught us to do the right thing. And that was the right thing to do, certainly. It was a very emotional experience and really one of the greatest honors we've ever had. And you know, we've been, ever since that funeral, we've gotten so many comments on our version of Amazing Grace. We've been singing it every night, and we'll probably do it when we come to Canton, you know, and it will be on our new Christmas album. And so once again, singing, we've had so many great things happen to us throughout our career, but singing, you know, at President Bush's funeral was certainly a great honor for the Oak Ridge Boys.
And that is a story worth telling. I know when you put the performance of Amazing Grace on here, the crowd is going to, they're going to go nuts. So you can look forward to that. Richard Sturman.
So, you know, and even, you know, it's not a Christmas song, but it will be on our upcoming Christmas album.
Oh, yeah. Anything is a Christmas song with the right inflection. All right. Richard Sturman, bass singer of the Oak Ridge Boys. I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. One last note before I let you hang up the phone, I got to let you know, my father's graduation actually from high school included a class rendition of Elvira. They sang it to one of their least favorite teachers. And really, my earliest memory of country music is listening to Bobby Sue on a vinyl 45 way back when, back in the 20th century. So my love of country music is really forged because of the Oak Ridge Boys. So I got to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And you will hear both of those songs. You will hear Elvira and Bobby Sue when we come to Canton.
I'm looking forward to it. Richard, thank you so much for taking the time today. I hope you have a great one.
Well, CG, thank you so much for doing this. And, you know, I hope you were able to follow me. I know I talk a lot and I talk kind of fast. So I hope you and your listeners were able to follow me. But I certainly enjoyed the conversation.
We had a lot to cover today. I think you did well.